Welcome to the Pod Pond Podcast Morning Drive, where we dive in and make some waves. This is episode 2, and today I'd like to talk about the Second Amendment. Well, earlier today I was watching the Young Turks, and they had some expert on that was basically talking about how we shouldn't have guns. Like, just the same way they always talk about. You know, you've heard the story a million times, that it's only for militia, and the Constitution's wrong. Or we're reading it wrong, and the Supreme Court's reading it wrong, and everyone's got it wrong except these liberals, who, for whatever reason, think we aren't supposed to have guns. And then they always try to come up with weird ways to you know, regulate them, like, oh, we should do it like cars, or we should do it like this or that, oh, you should have a license, everything should be registered. Well, you know, for the most part, most are already. I mean, handguns are already registered. You know, to carry it around in most states that allow it, you usually got to have some type of permit. I mean, a few states now, anyway, are going to constitutional carry, and several have, like, an open carry law. But for the most part, you have to have some kind of license to do it. You know, even if you're in the woods hunting, you have to have a license. You know, you can't just usually walk around the woods with a loaded firearm. You know, if they actually suspect that you're up trying to hunt or something without a license, you're going to get into trouble. You know, I mean, yes, you're allowed to go target shooting, that kind of stuff. But either way, to me, they miss the whole point of the Second Amendment. And that it's really frustrating. Like, they always want to go back to the hunting, or this, it was a different time back then. You know, they were still mad at England when they, you know, made these rules and came up with the Constitution. I mean, the whole point of the Constitution was because they knew that at some point the government would try to take over power from the people. That's why you have the right to bear arms. You have it so that you can defend yourself against the government if the time ever comes to that. You know, it had nothing to do with the militia. It has nothing to do with hunting. They just assumed people were going to hunt. You know, there's no way they had that in mind when they were writing the Constitution. It was just something everyone did at that time. The whole point was so that you could defend yourself against the government if they ever tried to take too much power. Which, I mean, to a lot of us, it seems like they've already gotten to that point. I mean, they tax everything that you own. They tax anything you buy. They tax anything you sell. They tax you when you die. I mean, it's, you know, they've already gotten way too much power. This is another reason that they need term limits. They need, but that requires its whole show, which eventually I will do here. I know I mentioned it in the last one, too. But term limits definitely requires its own show. Today, I'd rather focus more on the Second Amendment. Now, I was raised in a family that hunted, we fished, we did all that kind of stuff. So I was raised around firearms. It's not like it was some big mystery to us, which to me is a way better way to raise your kids. You're better off teaching them the proper way to handle a weapon, to handle a gun, to show them that it's a tool, it's not a toy. You know, that way, when they're over some friend's house and the friend pulls out their dad's gun, they know how to check it. They know how to make sure that it's not loaded. They know how to handle it properly. That, to me, that's a way better way to teach kids. It's something they should do in school. They should really have like a firearm safety class in school where they teach these kids the proper way to handle a weapon, that you never point it at anyone. You always assume it's loaded. You never put your finger on the trigger unless you're ready to shoot. You know, it would be a really good thing to have in a class. On top of that, it would take away a lot of the mystery behind a gun. You know, you've got kids that maybe weren't raised around firearms. They don't have them in the house. They've got some crazy liberal parent who thinks all guns are evil. I mean, you'd be way better off teaching them the proper way to handle them. Let them see them. Let them shoot one so they understand the power of it. So they understand, you know, that this thing really can hurt somebody. To me, that's a way better way to handle stuff. But these liberals are not even consistent with how they want guns handled. They don't want anyone to have them. They only want the military to have them. They only want police to have them. But then they go and claim that police are going around shooting random people, and which, you know, anyone normal knows that's not true. Yeah, sure, it does happen. Like anything else, you're going to have a few bad ones in the bunch. You're going to have a handful of bad cops. I mean, we all know that, but for the most part, most cops are normal, decent people that just want to go do their job. You know, they're not just going out looking for somebody to kill. And then they love to call things assault rifles and say only the military should have them, like an AR-15. No military is going to use an AR-15. It's too small of a caliber. It's not fully automatic. I mean, I'm sure you could make it if you really wanted to, but it just isn't something that you would use in the military. But, you know, because it looks scary, you know, because I added some plastic parts onto it that made it look different. Then, oh, it's an assault rifle and it's dangerous now. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And, you know, you can watch YouTube videos and see videos of where people will, you know, have two identical guns. Just one will be like, you know, just straight wood, and the other one will have all the fancy plastic, mean-looking things on it. And, you know, everyone says, well, that one's dangerous, but that one's okay. You know, or at least all the liberals do. It's, you know, you can't even explain to them it's the same gun. It's the exact same gun. It's just this one has cosmetic parts on it, that one doesn't. But it doesn't matter because it's scary looking. You're not allowed to have it. It should be banned. But then they're claiming, you know, only the military should have weapons. But then you watch like a video that was on the Young Turks today, and this guy's talking about how we're not even supposed to have the army full time. So he's saying only like the army should have these type of weapons. But in the next breath, he's saying, well, but we shouldn't have the army full time anyway. You know, they're just absolutely insane. And again, the whole thing is that none of this has anything to do with the military. It has nothing to do with hunting, nothing to do with that. The whole point of us being allowed to have firearms is to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. It was the whole reason it was written. It's the whole reason it's in there. It's the whole reason it's always been protected by every Supreme Court hearing it ever makes it to. You know, I almost wish the Supreme Court would just finally rule on it. That's another thing that kind of annoys me about the Supreme Court. They never really seem to want to take that case to fully answer whether the, you know, you read it as the Constitution reads, it shall not be infringed, or if they're allowed to slowly eat away like they are now. I wish they'd just bring it right to the Supreme Court and say, okay, does this mean they're not allowed to make laws, or does it mean they can make laws? Which is it? We need a decision. But I doubt that case will ever make it to the Supreme Court, just because they're too afraid to answer it, because they know what the answer should be. They know what the Constitution says. They're not dummies. They're not, even the liberal ones aren't stupid. They're there for a reason. They know what the Constitution says, and they know if that case ever came up to a point that they had to make a decision, they would have to rule in the fact that they're not allowed to make laws that infringe on your right to own a firearm, and it doesn't matter what type of firearm it is. Now, with that being said, I will agree there are some limitations that maybe aren't a bad thing, you know, and that would be anything of a mass destruction, like where one thing does massive amounts of damage. You know, like, you can't own a nuclear bomb. You know, something like that would, okay, that's reasonable. I could, you know, if they want to talk about reasonable gun control, to me, that's reasonable. You can't own something that could wipe out an entire city in one blast. But as far as automatic goes, and I'm not talking about semi-automatic. If you don't know the difference between semi-automatic and automatic, let me school you a little. Semi-automatic, you pull the trigger once, one bullet comes out. Now, you can keep pulling the trigger as fast as you want, and bullets will keep coming out till the magazine or clip is empty. But a fully automatic means you pull the trigger and it keeps firing until you run out of ammunition. That's the difference between semi-automatic and fully automatic. And liberals love to confuse those two, or they love to purposely confuse those two. You know, I guess I'm not sure. Some of them I think are doing it on purpose. Others I think just honestly don't know the difference. I especially love it when you hear fully semi-automatic, which is not even a thing. It does not exist. There is no fully semi-automatic weapon. And pretty much every modern weapon is semi-automatic these days. I mean, even like a six-shooter revolver, if it's double action, you could consider it semi-automatic. You keep pulling the trigger, it'll keep firing until you shoot all six shots. So, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. The only thing that doesn't fall under that is like a bolt rifle, which you'd use for, yeah, you know, hunting, they use them a lot for, you know, a sniper would maybe use something like that. You know, but for most people, they use semi-automatic weapons. Pretty much any pistol is a semi-automatic. You know, pretty much any rifle, you know, shotguns, I guess, pretty much usually aren't, but you can get them in semi-automatic as well. And then they'll come up with other ridiculous laws, like how many bullets can be in a magazine. I mean, what's the difference? You can switch a magazine out quick. It's not like it doesn't matter if there's 100 in it or 10 in it, and you've got 10 magazines. I mean, it's not going to take you that long to make the change. you know, just little ridiculous things that they like to try to eat away at the laws, you know, trying to see how far they can push it. These gun buyback programs, which a funny one I read, I guess I don't know if it's true. It's something I read. And I can't even give you a source on it, but I guess some guy took a bunch of parts from broken guns, put them together so they looked like a real gun, and then traded it in for a buyback, one of them buyback programs that some state did, and then used the money and went and bought actual guns, which that's just genius. So if that guy's real and he exists, man, my hat goes off to you. That was a smart move. You know, just took in broken pieces of guns and went and bought a real gun with the money that they gave you. So they effectively funded you to buy a new weapon. I love it. But like I said, I don't know if that's true or not. It was something I probably read on Facebook. But if it is true, then that it's hilarious. And actually, that's a good idea. But anyway, back on topic. But if you go throughout history and you look, pretty much the first thing any dictator did or any, you know, tyrannical government ever did is they take away the guns from the normal people. It's the first thing they go after because then you can't defend yourself. Once they have the guns, they can do pretty much whatever they want. You know, and they know this. The government knows this. The liberals know it. You know, well, at least I'd say half of them know it. As like in my other podcast, I talked about the different types of Democrats. The ones that are in power, the first class I talked about, the ones that are greedy, they want power, they only care about power. They're the ones that they know what happens. They know exactly why they want the guns gone. They want to be able to get away with anything that they can. And they know guns always stop them from going as far as they want to go. And I'm not saying all of them really plan on coming in and taking over everything and, you know, making us a North Korea or something. But they do know that as long as we have guns, it limits what they can get away with. They are very aware of that, which is why they try so hard to get rid of it. I don't think it'll ever happen in this country. I mean, maybe parts of it. California will manage to pull it off. Some of the East Coast, you know, a little bit more of the West Coast. But, I mean, there are parts of this country it'll never happen. Like, you're never going to get the guns out of Texas. You're never going to get them out of the Midwest. The South, it would be really hard to do. I mean, those areas, like, that would be what leads to a civil war. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen ever in my lifetime. I do think eventually in this country it'll happen. I mean, I doubt in my lifetime it will. But that will be the point that sets it off. When they actually try to come for the guns, when they fully ban them, they tell you you have to turn them in, that's what will finally set people off in this country. And for a while, I kind of did see it leaning that way. You know, the liberals, they've been getting crazier and crazier. Over the past, like, I'd say 5 years, they've really made this turn for just complete insanity. You know, electing people like AOC and stuff like, and Bernie Sanders and things like that. Like, they've really turned towards the crazy. I mean, they're full-on embracing socialism. You know, some of them are, anyway. Like, they're not even ashamed of it anymore. They're just like, yeah, it's a better, you know, and then they call it democratic socialism, which is just socialism with an extra word. You know, it's the same thing. They just try to spin it some way that it's not. However, I do think that even the liberals are starting to see that this stuff's going way too far. And I really don't think it's going to continue. I think that first group, like I talk about, where the ones that like the power, they see that their power is challenged by these type of people. So I really think that they'll get rid of them themselves. They want to go back more towards a middle ground themselves to where they can keep their power. Because right now, they even see their power being limited. They see that, you know, if these people take over, then it's going to be more of that type of people that gets elected versus them. So they're not going to allow it either. They're going to just tear these people up. Which is why you had someone like in the last election, how you had the whole Hillary and Bernie thing, and Bernie basically didn't get a fair shake at the thing, because they just automatically went to Hillary. It's because Hillary's in that group. She's part of their group. She's one of the ones that they want in because she keeps the status quo. And that's what they wanted. You know, and I'm not supporting Bernie in any way. He's absolutely crazy. But the one thing I can say about Bernie is I believe him. I believe he believes him. You know, he actually believes what he says. Where someone like Hillary is that first group that will just say or do anything to get elected. But all the long-term ones, that's what they want. They want the status quo. They want to be able to keep their power, keep their money, keep their little side deals going on. They don't want someone like AOC in there who's going to mix things up. So, like I said, I'm pretty sure that this whole social justice, far left craziness we've been seeing over the past few years, is their days are limited. So we'll probably be back to the way things were, you know, I'm guessing fairly soon, which that'd be fine with me. I'm not against having a liberal party. I mean, I realize that, you know, the right needs to be put in check sometimes as well. You know, the right can go too far, just and the left can go too far. You know, this is something Jordan Peterson talks about a lot, you know, like, you know, how far is too far on the right? We know that, like, you know, obviously Nazis were too far on the right. The, you know, white supremacists, that's too far on the right. That's the limit. You can't go that way. You know, once you hit that point, you need something to put it in check. You know, now, I think now we've, like, he's always said, like, well, how far is too far on the left? You know, and nobody could ever really give an answer. I think now we've seen it. I think things like AOC and Bernie Sanders are too far on the left, and they're realizing it. When they start straight up saying, we want socialism or we want democratic socialism, that was the line. That's when they've gone too far. So I think you're going to start seeing that line get pushed back more towards the center, which, again, can be a good thing. Like, I'm not completely against them having their point of views, but you have to keep your views within the Constitution. You have to keep America free. And I think that's where I'm going to end it today. So I hope you're enjoying these. You can find more of these at podpond.com. I'm also posting them on YouTube. So please fill me in how you're liking them. Leave comments, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. And give me ideas for topics you'd like to see. I would love to hear from all of you. Thank you. Bye.